All right, guys, we are here with the Gulf Coast Growth Show Virtual Edition, and I'm here today with Greg Miller from BIC Alliance, as well as Jeremy Osterberger. Did I get that right?
You nailed it.
Man, I nailed it. That was like the highest stressor of my day so far, so I'm actually glad that I was able to pull that off.
Jeremy O works fine.
Jeremy O. So mine's super easy. This is Jason Lee. Again, I'm your host of the show. Our co-host, Clint Aiken, we're just excited to get back in the studio so we can get us all back in the same room together. But in the short term, we want to bring some valuable content out to our audience. And really, this is more of an opportunity to tee up both the critical nature of marketing and what's happening and taking place in marketing, BIC's role in that, their involvement here along with the Economic Alliance as a media partner, but especially as a community, the voice of industry, right? And so that's how I think about BIC, right? They're the voice of industry in our region. So we'll talk about the critical importance of that as we start heading into the balance of this year. There's going to be some significant, you know, I would say industry shifts and trends and things that are going to take place. And being at the forefront of that is important. And Jeremy's going to share some really great value to that. And then we're going to tee up a little bit and talk about the Industrial Procurement Forum, which is going to be next week. And so I'm going to have Greg highlight a little bit of that. That's a really opportune time. And, you know, something like procurement in a time like this is going to be special because there's going to be a shift, right? And so I'm going to just really tee all those things up, shift our audience. So with that being said, Greg, I'm going to introduce or let you take it and kind of introduce your role, but then also you can describe a little bit about the role of BIC and the Economic Alliance, because I know you are sitting on the board over there, and so you're a chair, and would love to have you just kind of tee that up for the group so we know a little bit about what you guys are doing in the day in and day out.
So I wear two hats, Jason. One is, they both say Alliance on them. One's BIC Alliance and one's Economic Alliance. And my BIC Alliance hat is I am an account executive, and I help people get their message out in a variety of mediums. My Economic Alliance hat, I sit as a chair of the Business Growth Development Committee, and that meets once a month every Wednesday. And we're in charge of putting out four networking events, typically two breakfasts and two lunches. COVID-19 has altered that plan dramatically, just like it's altered our lives in so many different ways. And so we will be having a procurement webinar next week. And so I don't know if I answered your question perfectly, but that's just kind of an introduction of who I am.
Fantastic. And I know that you and the Economic Alliance, and not only the role there, but along with BIC, I see the names attached to each other often, right? So a lot of times they're almost, it's almost like a symbiotic relationship. If you're going to run into the Economic Alliance, you're going to run into the BIC Alliance. And so, Greg, can you just kind of help me understand why it's almost as if those two things are coexistent in our region?
Okay. So the BIC Alliance is really a national publication, but we happen to be, our headquarters is located in the Economic Alliance Houston Shipport region. And so naturally our paths are going to cross. And so Chad Burke, who is the CEO of the Economic Alliance, he naturally is going to talk to industry people and movers and shakers in this region. And he's talking to the same people that we're talking to. And so with so much interactivity, it was just very natural for the two organizations to do a lot of work together and to support each other.
Fantastic. And I want to emphasize that because the really what it does is it helps shed some light on our next topic, which is the industry knowledge and really the background. So for those that are tuning in, and if you're really looking to crack into the space, or if you're already in the space but you feel like you're potentially not maximizing it, understanding and having a relationship with BIC and their influence is almost a necessity if you're going to be working across the Gulf Coast, because really the one thing about our region that makes it so great is that it's very much driven as there's a lot of ownership that comes into the region, and it's driven by relationships. And so two of the gentlemen on this phone, well, three, are kind of big into relationships. It matters to them. And it's really a signature thing for BIC. And so when I think I can count countless times once I've established relationships with these two gentlemen, or even Thomas Briscoe, their founder, whenever I walk into a meeting, they're one of the first few people who will intentionally seek you out and then intentionally introduce you to people. And so that really is the lifeblood. And so that's a great way to pivot to a discussion when Jeremy's going to help lead that discussion on, you know, if I'm going into this marketplace and what's the platform or what's the landscape look like coming up, maybe educate some of our audience on what that looks like from a sales, marketing, and, you know, just overall general consensus on what the next maybe 12 months looks like, Jeremy.
Yeah, Jason. So, and just to add to sort of what you and Greg were talking about, and I'll kind of use this case study, if you will. Last week, I was doing an interview with a major independent midstream company executive, and I asked him, you know, if you're a contractor and you're trying to secure work, you know, at one of his sites, what's sort of the really single most important thing? And he said, familiarity, right, and awareness of who you are. The idea is so many decisions are made even before they've even met you, right? And I think also this whole remote world we're living in now and what the repercussions of that are, perhaps even long term, I think that plays right into what the Economic Alliance Houston Port Region does, as well as BIC, right, which gives people the opportunity to have access to decision makers, right, whether you're a contractor, subcontractor, trying to work in one of these industrial facilities. So again, and thanks to Chad and you, Jason and Clint, y'all do a great job on the Gulf Coast Growth Show, and it is an incredible alliance. We're very thankful for our partnership, for sure. Let me say that up front.
So. Great, thank you.
So, you know, Jason, we talk about communications here, and you know, I'm going to speak from the framework of an owner, contractor, account management, and business development approach, right, which I know a lot of our audience is going to fall into that category. So, you know, what I kind of foresee is, you know, purchasing, procurement, plant management, safety engineering, you know, I would think that, you know, they're going to require or at least request that a contractor make some initial presentation, probably remotely, right? Limiting contractor access. Now, is this 30, 60, 90 days? I don't know, 2 years? I have no clue, right? But the idea is, I think you could probably see that if you look after 9/11, we certainly had some diminished contractor access as far as restrictions. You know, it's probably safe to assume that we'll see that at least in, you know, in the short term, right? I think especially if you don't already have an existing repair that for sure, right? So I would also preface this by saying, you know, I also don't want to make this more than it is. I think in the end, people want relationships. They want face-to-face communication. My dad was a 49-year Dow guy. He's not going to have a relationship with you through a laptop, you know? You know, so, you know, I do think, and there's certainly a change in the guard. There's definitely decision makers that that level of decision makers getting younger, getting more advanced, getting more open to things like remote work, virtual presentations. But my point is, I still think relationships matter, right? They matter immensely. So face-to-face communication still is paramount and ultimately required, I think, to have a relationship. So you know, if you're a contractor or vendor, you're trying to gain access to a site, you know, I think you need to ask yourself, you know, how are you making decision makers aware of your capabilities, right? From a brand name recognition, I think that's key. You know, and what services are out there that ultimately are already sort of behind the fence, already accepted, right? And trusted places where people are consuming, you know, information. So that would be, you know, my thought. I think the other priority from a short-term and potentially long-term communication strategy is, you know, in our market, everyone's familiar with HSC, right? Health, safety, and environmental. And certainly the S is an uppercase S, right? If you're not working safely, if you don't have a good TRIR or EMR, you're not working in these sites. I think after this, the H has become uppercase, right? So what do I mean by that? I think for contractors who want to appeal to an owner operator, their communication needs to be about their competence as it relates to distancing their craft, labor, right? Temperature checks, staggering lunches, transportation modifications, and how does your organization add value to those new norms I think are going to exist, again, at least in the short term as we sort of navigate all this.
Fantastic. And so I know, speaking, you know, personally from even my own business and you know, the old school mentality of being able to go and just, you know, rub elbows at a bunch of networking and even, you know, procurement events, right? You would tee up an opportunity for this. You've got it marked on the calendar, right? There's going to be a ton of great handshakes that would translate to some coffees and some opening meetings and things like that. And so that's starting to pivot. And myself included, I know that it's been one of those things that I would say, you have to start looking at the other you know, worlds, the world of the mentality that, okay, we'll whip together a really quick, simple virtual presentation might not be the, you know, you might have to invest a little bit in better understanding how to communicate virtually. And more importantly, yeah, how to communicate through marketing channels that, you know, now more than ever, being able to tell your story through, virtual communication or online communication or even print communication, your story is going to need to be that much more critical. People are going to need to identify you more than, you know, just relying on your, you know, that rainmaker back in the day who can, you know, go into an event, right, and come out with 20 critical business cards. So I think I agree. I think it's going to be one of those deals that we can't predict the future. But if you're not staying on the gas, you know, what will happen? It's a snowball effect. I think we all want the economy to get going. So the more you stay on the gas, the more business there is, the more opportunity there is. And we start to create and do what we do well, which is, you know, the Gulf Coast Growth Show. We want to grow. We want to stay to keep the Gulf, you know, Coast growing.
You're right, Jason. I mean, look, the pursuit and the effort never goes away. It doesn't matter if it's physical or virtual, right? So, yep. So and you have to be persistent, obviously, to get work in this market for sure.
Absolutely. We'll pivot from there because we are talking about virtual and having to make some shifts and what that looks like and how it feels. And so this is brand new, the virtual edition of the Industrial Procurement Forum, which is next week. So this is going to be a really opportune time for us to do something we don't normally do. And I think still for those that are in the audience or that are watching this, regardless of what side of the industry you're on, we're going to have a great amount of industry professionals on next week, and they're going to be talking about some relevant stuff. So Greg, maybe you can tee that up a little bit and tell us a little bit more about it and what we can expect.
Okay. Well, the date is June 4th. And I believe that's a Thursday, and it will begin at 9:00. And we've already sent out registration and advisory notices. Both the Economic Alliance and the BIC Alliance have both been sending out broadcasts and emails to our audience. Let them know, sign up, register. I heard from Caitlin Bluejacket the other day that it was already around 350, and so the numbers are very high. It's going to be very popular. The keynote speaker will be somebody named Vincent DeCosimo. He's the Senior Vice President of Targa Resources, and he'll be kind of focusing on the ship channel widening project and midstream oil and gas updates. So he's going to give us some insight of what's going on in that space. And then that'll be followed by a procurement panel. And it's this in the summer, we typically have been focusing on EPC firms, and in the winter we'll have owner companies. But this go round, it's going to be EPC people, and the people that we're going to be featuring are Brandon Mayville, who does business development for performance contractors. We'll have Adil Malik, a chief estimator with McCarthy Building Companies. We'll have Diego Carly, vice president commercial with Clough. We'll have Yvette Camel Smith, a procurement services director with the Port of Houston. And finally, we'll have Jeff Allen, a vice president of a regional practice manager, construction and design build with Burns and McDonald, or for slang, Burns and Matt. So that's who is on the panel. Tom will be mediating that panel, and I'm sure we'll even catch a glimpse of Chad Burke with some of his thoughts as well. So that's kind of what what to expect when you log in on Thursday.
Great. And, you know, some words of encouragement for those that are in the virtual, you know, business development role. While you might not be able to touch and shake hands like you would in the past and lead with the business cards to put in the old CRM, there is a lot of great content, and industry knowledge is always critical, especially if you get lucky to get the right person on the phone. You want to be ahead of the curve. And Economic Alliance, both BIC Alliance, pride themselves on quality information that's relevant to the people that you're trying to speak to. And so it's really important to stay in tune to those things and the things that matter for the person that you're calling on. And another quick tip or hint is if you get that information, providing my Clint Aiken really helped tee this up for me, but I think there's a really smart idea to take that info and then relay that to a lot of your prospects and people that you're pursuing, taking that valuable content and saying, hey, I thought of you. And so I wanted to share some of this great stuff that I got from this event, takes the virtual handshake and puts it out into an email. And now you've reached out and said, hey, let me share some good content if you weren't able to attend. And then they see you as a resource, and it's a great foot in the door. So I would highly encourage those people to continue to participate and be a part of that. And so, Jeremy.
Well, Jason, I would be remiss if I didn't let you know that it's sponsored by ABGI. And the guy that my vice chair on one of my vice chairs is a guy named Craig LeGrap, who you've interviewed before on this particular show. And ABGI is a group, is a tax credit consulting firm that's being, they're getting really a lot of business right now because people are struggling with cash flow, and they can go back into their tax credits and look and see if there's some funds that they can, you know, resurrect from the IRS to help them as we all kind of go through this slower period. So fantastic. They're going to be sponsoring the Industrial Procurement Forum, but I would feel remiss if I didn't mention that.
Absolutely. That's a great call out. And so, and then as we exit and pivot the show, I think, you know, Jeremy, just any last kind of comments, things that you would encourage or say to those that are in the industry, and just kind of your overall consensus. I mean, you're in the trenches, right? I think your span of clients is all over the board, from the small to the big size companies. And so give us that general, you know,
You know, Jason, I think just leaving with a positive message that I think is real, and it's pretty simple. You know, this industry has been following protocols, and, you know, they're so prepared for this situation. I just have utmost faith in the people that have been doing this forever. I mean, getting it done since, you know, how many years this is, we've been through so much together. I mean, I have utmost faith in decision makers, and everyone out there is turning wrenches and making this stuff happen, all on the ship. You know, even beyond. So, and anyway, I'm excited about the future and excited to see how we respond to this as we always have.
Fantastic. And so, for those that are in the audience or watching us, for those that are watching and tuning in on a regular basis, how can you guys just real quick, if somebody wants to get a hold of you guys, how do they do that?
Sure, man. Check us out, man. Come to BICmagazine.com. All our contact info is on the contact us page, and definitely come check out a lot of people download our e-newsletters or subscribe to our e-newsletters.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. We're always pushing out content just like, you, Jason, you know, we do podcasts, videos, those have been consumed, abnormally high here in the last 3 or 4 months. So we've been very excited about that. But, yeah, man, and we just do a great job of, co-marketing with you guys as well. So thank you to Clint, who's not on this with us, but you, Jason, as well, and to Chad and everybody at Economic Alliance, you support region. And, look, we appreciate our partnership, and certainly we'll continue that in the future. So however we can help in any way, keep us in mind.
Fantastic. And guys, as always, again, I want to thank you, Greg and Jeremy, for joining us today, both, from BIC Alliance, and just great collaborative partners, with the Economic Alliance Houston Port Region. And so for those that are tuning in, we're going to continue to push out virtual content on a weekly basis. You can always tune in through the YouTube channel. You can subscribe to our LinkedIn page, through Facebook. And then you can also go to the Economic Alliance Houston Port Region's website and subscribe from there to any of the, you know, your particular listening preference. So we'll try to keep the relevant content again next Thursday, 9 a.m. And if you do not know or have the contact information for the procurement forum, you can go directly to the Economic Alliance Houston Port Region website. There'll be a link to follow that. You can register. This is a complimentary opportunity for you to get up to speed on industry trends. And I would highly encourage you to go check it out. And again, thank you, gentlemen, for joining us today. We'll see you guys next week.
Okay, Jason. Thanks.
Hey, thanks, Jason.